Seeker Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? If you need help with it, tell me. We'll get you a schedule. There's some of these out in the foyer. Everyone that reads their Bible through this year can come to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge. Free of charge. Remind me now what book we're in.
Revelation.
How many revelations are there?
One.
One is correct. Who wrote it?
God
wrote it. What did He do with it? Gave it to the Son. What did God the Son do with it? He gave it to the angel. What did the angel do with it? Gave it to John. What did John do with it? He gave it to us. How many themes?
Two.
Give me one of them. Adore His presence. What's the other one? Accept His plan. That's great. That's great. Can't go wrong when you trust God, trust the Lord. Faith, believe God, trust God.
Yes, amen.
Open your reliable historical documents that were written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses and record supernatural events in fulfillment of specific prophecies and came from God and not from man. Now where are we? Revelation, what chapter? Yeah, we get to start chapter 5 today. Brother Jeremy, how about praying for us? Revelation chapter 5, we're still in heaven. The scenery's in heaven. We went to heaven in chapter 4, verse 1. The book of Revelation's in chronological order, according to time. And here we are in chapter 5 now. And I saw him, this is John talking, and I saw him. I'm sorry. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. It's a proclamation. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming a proclamation with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof?" According to Roman law, all legal documents were seven sealed. They were sealed with seven seals, especially in matters pertaining to life or death. And this is a legal title deed here to the earth in particular, but all creation, really. The Creator made the universe,
right.
But the earth in particular, sun, moon, and stars, all by the capital C, big C, Creator. And then verse 3 is an investigation. "And no man in heaven or in earth, neither under the earth, was able." I wouldn't miss the part about no man being able.
Right.
"No man was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Now many were willing." Many were willing, but no man was able to open it or look on it. I'll just go ahead and tell you, I'm not worthy. We'll get that in the next verse, not worthy. I'll go ahead and tell you, I'm not worthy to open it or look at it. The many were willing. Under the earth, Hitler, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, he'd probably been willing. Genghis Khan, Caesar, Nero, under the earth, that'd be in hell, wouldn't it? There's some there that would have been willing. They're willing to be the leader, the ruler, the judge, the ones up front. In the earth. How about in the earth? That's those that's left behind. Remember, we're in heaven. President, he might be willing. He's not. So there'd be some presidents in heaven, but there might be some that's not. Senators would be willing to open the book. Kings, potentates, doctors. There'll be some doctors in heaven, but there might be some getting left behind.
Right.
Lawyers in the earth, we're talking about. Politicians, well, there's probably going to be some in heaven, but there'll be some left behind, I'd say. In heaven, no man in heaven was able to open the book. Well, what about Adam? He's there. He dropped the ball, didn't he? Dropped the ball. Noah, he's a great man of God, but he wasn't able. He was there in heaven. Father Abraham, surely Father Abraham, if anyone could open the book, be fought. No, he wasn't able. Not Jacob or David or John the Baptist. Some say John the Baptist is the greatest. Some say Apostle Paul, but they wasn't able to open this book. So there's a lamentation in verse 4. "And I wept much." He lamented because no man was found worthy. I got ahead of myself for a while ago, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm not worthy to open the book. I'm not worthy to read the book, neither to look thereon. "And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon." None is worthy. Insufficient in power or morals. All were unworthy. All are undeserving. All are unsuitable. I'm unsuitable to read it, to hold it, to look at it. All are unholy. All are unable. Unable. I'm unworthy of him and to go to heaven both.
Right.
All are unworthy. We must be made worthy.
Yes. Amen.
Have you been made worthy?
Yes.
Have you been delivered?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah, amen. Well, then in 5, we get a manifestation. That means we get to see. Manifest, made known. "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." Don't worry about it. He took over and He's able. He's not just able, He's worthy, and He's holy, and He's willing, and He's suitable, and He's deserving, and He's got sufficient power and morals, and He just moved right in and did it. He did it. John turns to see the lion, and what he sees is the lamb. It's a pet lamb. He was too tame for us here when he was here. We didn't want him. We wanted a king, a ruler, a general, someone to take over. But he was a pet lamb, holy, harmless, undefiled. He was too tame for him. How could John have missed him? He was right there in the midst all the while. He was right. You know, sometimes he'll be right here and I'll miss him. Sometimes we miss him. From now on, John can't take his eyes off of it. Once he sees the lamb, that's it. Verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been. Now, on your paper it says it, and that's why, because the verse here says it. I changed my paper to he, but it's okay. Stood a lamb, capital L lamb, as it had been slain. Right there in the middle of everything. Now he has been a slain lamb in the past. In the past. That was his past work. That's what he did. Now the miracles, those were just his credentials. They were just proving who he was and where he came from. When he walked on the water, that was just like his documents. Showing who he was. In Italy, you don't go anywhere without your documents. You've got to prove who you are. When he made blind eyes see, that was just like his passport. It's proving who he was and where he came from. When he made crippled legs walk, that's just like his license. You might get pulled over today. They want to see your license so that they know you're legal. When he said, "Peace be still," and the waves stopped, the wind stopped, and he controlled the elements, that was just like state approval. But really, they don't need to approve him. He's the one that approves the state. They need to be looking at Jesus to see if they're doing things right. When he raised others from the dead, that was just like federal approved. But the federal, they need to be looking at Jesus to see if they're approved is the way it needs to go. He was just showing who he was. He was just flexing a little bit. But his work was on the cross. His work was on Mount Calvary. A transaction was done on the cross. It was a business transaction. And he traded his righteousness for my sin. He's a poor trader. The only time I ever won, when I traded my sin for his righteousness and I got delivered. His work, his past work was on the cross. All that other stuff was just credentials, just showing who he was, where he came from, why he was here. Then it said seven horns, that's showing perfect power. All powerful lamb. He's got all the power there is. And I need to go to him when I need some power or want some power. And then the seven eyes, he's all-knowing, has perfect knowledge, omniscient, omnipotent, and he's everywhere. All-knowing, seven eyes. The Lamb is the Lion. And the world is his by creation, and then the world is his by Calvary. It's like the little boy that made the boat we've talked about many times. He got away from him. He let go of the string and it got away. He was playing with it. And he was walking by the pawn shop there one day. And there was his boat in the window. And he went in and said, "Mister, that's my boat in the window." He said, "Son, it's mine now." Said, "You'll have to buy it." So he mowed lawns, sold pop bottles, saved up his money, went in and bought his boat back. And he's walking down the street and he said, "Little boat, I made you. And now I bought you, and you're mine." Yeah. And the Lord Jesus, He made us. He's the Creator. And that was the Creator on the cross dying for the created. Yeah. And He said, "I made you, now I bought you. I redeemed you. I bought you back out of the slave market." Amen. He's the Lamb. The world is His by creation. The world is His by Calvary. Yeah. He bought it back. The Lamb, you find the Lamb two times in the Old Testament. One time in the book of Acts, one time in the epistles, but in the book of Revelation, he's in there 28 times. See, right now he lives with us. He lives inside us. But we're going to where he's at. We're going to go live with him.
Yes,
it's going to be a lot better. The Lamb's going to be there. The capital L Lamb, the big Lamb of God.
Yes.
Let's look up some of those. Isaiah 53:7. We find him in the Old Testament.
Yes.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. We just learned about it this Thursday. The Lamb of God, Jeremiah 11:19. Those pages stuck together. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that he had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the trees with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. Israel rejected the Lamb of God, their Lamb of God. You find both the New Testament, most of them in the apostles in John 1. John 1:29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He did it on the cross. That was his work. Verse 36, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. Then we find him in Acts one time in chapter 8. Verse 32. And the place of the scriptures which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so he opened not his mouth. And then in 1 Peter 1:19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. It's precious. Acts says it was God's blood. It's precious because that was God's blood. There's never been any God's blood before that. There's never been any God's blood after that. There's only one. If you only have one of something, that's a part of what makes it precious. It was the precious blood. God's blood. That's why I can wash away sin. That's why he can save even Rick and make him brother Rick.
Yes, amen.
It's God's blood. Revelation 5, starting in verse 8, now we got the adoration. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints.
Yeah.
You know, like sweet incense. That's what our prayers are to God. He loves it when we pray. Verse 9, the redeemed are singing a new song. And we're in good company right now because we're here. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book, they're talking about the Lamb, to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
Yes, amen.
Verse 10, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth.
Amen.
That's the second time he's already went and said that. Chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And Ephesians tells us now we can go straight in because the veil's been rent and we're just like that Old Testament priest. It's a personal relationship now. God's our Father. It didn't happen that way in the Old Testament, but now we're priests and kings and we can come straight in and talk to Him. Verse 11 now. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. It's going to be crowded. There's no complainers here. No rejectors here. It's only receivers and acceptors. Have you received Him? It's members only now. Members only. Verse 12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Isaac said, where is the Lamb? John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb. We just read it. The angels, they're saying, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. And we're going to help them. We're going to join in. Then 13 and 14 here shows us seven other things that we can glory in. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power unto Him that sitteth on the throne. That's the One. Back in the start of chapter 4. And unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him that liveth forever and ever. And we're there. We're going to be part of it. Now, in before we start chapter 6. Chapter 6, the scenery is going to move back to earth. Some events that's going on earth. But raise your right hand. I promise to bring my sheet back next week because on the back of it's chapter 6. Okay. We'll give you a different handout next week. If you'll do that, next week the handout will be seven reasons the church will not go through the tribulation. Good Lord willing, that's what it'll be. We'll go ahead and start them today. Because in chapter 6, we're coming back to earth now.
Right.
4 and 5 was in heaven. And here's seven reasons the church will not go through the tribulation. Number one, she's promised deliverance.
Yes, amen.
It's in chapter 3, verse 10. Now, he's talking to the true church right here at the end of the age, if you remember. It's Brother Rick's pet church, favorite church. Philadelphia says, because, notice why. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. It will be important to keep the Bible. I'd hold on to it. I wouldn't let nobody take it.
Yes, amen.
I'd hold on to it.
Yes, amen.
I'd keep it. Because, I also, is that red letters? The Lord talking, Jesus talking. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. Sometimes that's what the tribulation is called. Which shall come upon all the world and try them that dwell on the earth. He did not say He would keep them in the tribulation. He's going to keep them from it.
Yeah, amen.
By the way, them, that's us. I should have said us. He's going to keep us from it. The tribulation is for them that dwell on the earth. Earth dwellers. Christ rejectors.
Yeah.
That's who's going through.
Yeah.
That's number one reason. Number two reason, the true church is not appointed to wrath.
Right.
The rapture is God's method of escape from wrath.
Yeah.
Wrath is another name for the tribulation period.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians 5:9. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
See, God saved Rahab out of Jericho before the walls come tumbling down. He saved Lot out of Sodom before the fire and brimstone fell. He saved Enoch. He got translated before the flood. Those are all pictures of the church. Yeah. We're not going through the tribulation. Amen. We're going out. We're going up.
Amen.
We're going up. That's number two reason. Number three reason the church will not go through the tribulation. The church is not mentioned during the tribulation. We just come through chapters 2 and 3 talking to the church age. Chapter 1 was the past. Chapter 2 and 3 was the church age. And in chapter 2 and chapter 3, you got the word church 7 times and the word churches 12 times. But once you get to chapter 4, can I read it again? Chapter 4, verse 1. Be okay. And after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter.
Yeah.
Now, once we get to right here, you don't see the church anymore till you get to chapter 19.
Right.
And even then, she's not called the church no more. She's the bride.
Yeah, that's right.
Girls, you're going to a wedding. Don't forget. We're going to a wedding.
We are tonight.
Yeah. I've never looked forward to it before. But, yeah. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife, I said bride, His wife hath made herself ready. That's the next time you find the church. Chapter 19. She's not in the tribulation. Number four reason the church will not go through the tribulation is the church is to watch for and expect Christ at any moment. We're not watching for the tribulation. We're not watching for the Antichrist.
Amen.
We're watching for Christ.
Yeah.
We're watching for the Lamb, the big L Lamb of God. That's who's coming after us, the Lamb. Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not looking for the Antichrist. We're not looking for tribulation. We're looking for Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:9, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven. That's who we're waiting on, is the Son. We're not waiting on the tribulation. For His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Have you been delivered? If you've been delivered, then you're going up. You're going up. You're not going through. You're going up. Daily watching for Christ's returns loses its significance if there's 7 years of tribulation in between. It doesn't even fit. It doesn't even make sense. Number five reason the church will not go through the tribulation is the church is to be judged and married between the rapture and the revelation when He comes back. Christ cannot come for His own and with His own at the same time.
Right.
Revelation 4:1, I just read it.
Read it again.
Thank you. Revelation 4:1, after this I looked, and behold, a door is open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. And then 7 years later, Revelation 19, verse 7 says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him for the marriage of the... I'm sorry. Let's see. I'm wanting... 7 years later, verse 14. Revelation 19, 14. And the armies which were in heaven followed Him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. This is during the revelation when He comes back with us.
Right.
Chapter 4, we went up so He could bring us back in chapter 19.
Right.
Seven reasons. Number six reason the church will not go through the tribulation is the church is removed before the Antichrist is revealed. 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Then in verse 6, the same chapter. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now that's in King James. Number seven reason the church is not going through the tribulation is the church is made up of ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador is a messenger, also sometimes called a minister, like we might have the minister of war go over and visit Russia or something. A minister is of the highest rank, representing the power and dignity of his sovereign. The full title is Ambassador Extraordinary Plenipotentiary. The word's about this long. Ordinary ambassadors reside in a foreign land, and extraordinary ambassadors are sent on a special mission. We personally represent a foreign king.
Yes, amen.
And a foreign country. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Obadiah 1. You'll never find this. It's hard. Obadiah 1. The vision of Obadiah, thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor of the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Could I get a witness right there?
Yeah.
Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Ambassadors are viewed as us ambassadors. And thou art greatly despised. Isaiah 33:7. Behold, their valiant ones shall cry without. The ambassadors of peace shall weep bitterly. Ephesians 6:19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. We're representatives from another country. We represent a king in a foreign land, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Yeah, amen.
The blessing of the bride meeting her bridegroom is greatly hindered if in between that lies the tribulation. The number seven reason that the church is not going through the tribulation period is, before a nation declares war on another nation, it always calls its ambassadors home.
That is right.
God's getting ready to declare war on earth dwellers and Christ rejectors. He's getting ready to flail the sin out of them. And He'll not leave His ambassadors here.
That is right.
It just won't happen.
That is right.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down in Jesus' name. Amen.